B-Pod Studios.
Hello.
Kennedy.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. It's Mainey, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Say hi to Roy and Loren.
Howdy.
Hi, Kennedy. Roy and Loren.
Okay, so you sent me a message yesterday on Insta, and you said all the other radio stations didn't message you back. Who else did you message?
I messaged Urban View.
Okay.
And
No Limit Larry, Phil, because we work in the same building as those guys. Tanner. No?
She's like, never heard of them.
Good. But you listen to us?
Yes.
Awesome. What year are you?
I am in the 10th grade.
10th grade, yep. You're a sophomore at Northside Christian Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
It's like right off of Sugar Creek.
Okay. So you have a list of questions, and I thought what better thing to do than to do this with audio. And then I'll send you give me your email address, and I'll just send you the audio, and you can play this back for your teacher.
Okay.
And then you can get an A. And Roy and Loren, you guys can chime in, too.
Okay. Sure.
All right. All right, Kennedy, go ahead. What's your questions, and what class is this for?
This is for speech class, and my questions are, well, my first question is, what do you like most about your career?
Well, the fact that you're calling it a career is a joke in itself. Are you sure you wanted us to be part of it, bud?
I know, right?
Kennedy, I'm ready to answer that in a very serious manner.
Okay, go ahead, Kennedy.
What do I love about my career? Every morning I get to wake up at the crack of dawn, which I hate doing. But when I get in the shower, it puts a smile on my face to know that I'm going to get to laugh with Roy, Loren, and Nicole. And I'm going to be the person who puts a smile on someone's face. That is important to me.
Okay.
Is that a good answer? Like, I chose this career. What do I love about this career? Putting smiles on people's faces and laughing.
Okay.
All right. Is that it? That one question? Thank you, Loren.
Oh, no. I'm not done yet, but I just have to make sure I get everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think she's writing things down.
Well, you'll have the audio as soon as we're done with it, too.
Yeah. You can transcribe later.
Okay, what do you dislike most about your career?
My co-host. What's the next question?
Also me.
I don't know. Roy and Loren, I think one of the things that we dislike about the career are probably the hours. Like, waking up is really tough. And I've been doing this for over 20 years, and it is still as tough as it was when we started. Like, that alarm goes off at 4:10 in the morning, and I'm like, for real?
Yeah, it's always
get up
too
at
early.
6 o'clock for school.
Yeah, 6 o'clock is tough too. And then I think Roy and Loren, you would agree. The other thing too that like our job never ends. And sometimes I'm jealous of someone who's got a 9-to-5 job, works in an office, punches in at 9, punches out at 5, and then shuts down until the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I've said this before. I used to be a 911 operator, and that was one of the glorious things. Now, besides the fact you emotionally took the job with you, but, like, I never checked my email when I wasn't at work. I never checked.
Wow.
I mean, I never had to think about work when I wasn't at work.
I can't believe the two of you didn't say, like, spouse support.
Because what
Mamie said is our jobs like never really shut off. So like everybody's all up in your business 24/7. A fight that you have or a disagreement that you have with your significant other will make its way to the radio, and they hate that.
Yeah.
So no privacy.
Yeah, it's like respecting
boundaries with your partner.
Respecting boundaries with your partner and everybody too. That's kind of a thing that, you know, like I wonder if my friends hold back on telling me things because they're afraid I'm going to go blurt it out on the air. And I probably will, because go back to question one.
That's your job.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, what's your favorite book?
Radio for Dummies.
Manny's like, what's a book?
You think we read?
What is my favorite book? What book have I read that I really like? I like autobiographies, you know, books about people.
Yeah.
I like that I had as if she's a sophomore and doesn't know what that is.
I know what that is.
I know. What is my favorite book? Roy, say the Bible. That's an easy answer. I don't want to give her the answer.
Why?
Well, because it's like Howard Stern, but that's radio. That's boring.
You guys don't read? I mean, the Harry Potter books are amazing. The Tattooist of Auschwitz, amazing. You guys really need to read more.
I do all the time. I have a whole list here.
All right,
go ahead.
That I
read in the last, 6 months.
I tag Loren in on this question, Kennedy. Go ahead, Loren.
To Catch and Kill, Can't Hurt Me, Open Book. I can't remember.
The Notebook.
Oh, Inside Out, Demi Lovato, or Demi Moore's new book.
Show off.
No Easy Day.
I think back in seventh grade, I read Where the Red Fern Grows.
Where's Waldo? Richard Scarry's All the Places You Go. I mean, honestly,
Dr. Seuss.
Kennedy, do you want an answer? I read my 20-month-old more books than any, and it's like, Goodnight Moon and Goodnight Charlotte. I mean,
Enough of the Week to Sleep.
Whoa, Loren, she's a sophomore.
Sorry, it's a book.
That is true. There is a book called that, and her teacher's going to hear this. All right,
you're right.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should just play the audio for your teacher. You're going to get an A on this. You're going above and beyond.
You might want to bleep that last part out.
All right, how many more questions do we have?
Well, there's 17 in total, and we've only gotten through 3.
Oh crap! All right, let's move along.
What's your favorite movie?
I mean, I'm talking to a sophomore, so I got to knock out a whole genre.
What? Yes.
I mean, like mobster movies and stuff, you know.
That's okay if mobster movies is your favorite.
All right, there's a movie called...
It's okay, I like horror movies. It's fine.
Okay, yeah. I think Goodfellas is probably my favorite movie.
Okay. Okay, what type of hobbies do you have?
Cat stuff. Lawn.
She's not lying. I enjoy being outside and doing yard work. Weather. I love weather, and I love airplanes. Like going to the Overlook when there used to be planes flying was a real good hobby of mine. Plane spotting.
Hmm.
I know, Kennedy.
You guys have nothing riveting.
Kennedy's like, is this my future with men?
Okay, what's your favorite food?
Me, I thought this would be easy for
you. Well, let's go around the room real quick. Loren, what's your favorite?
My favorite or what I think your favorite?
No, your favorite.
Oh, mine is sushi, for sure.
Yeah, that's not bad. Roy?
I agree. That's great.
I think probably pizza or anything Italian, pizza? Really.
I thought Manny would say pizza.
Yeah, but I also I love my Asian. Like, I love General Tso's chicken or honey chicken. Yes, talk to me, Kennedy. And I love a good burger. But I also love wings. If I had to pick one, what am I going with? Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Get that cow. Classic. Producer Nicole. I'll take that cow right from that farm.
Okay.
Producer Nicole loves animals, Kennedy. That's why I'm saying that. Okay, what else you got?
That's a little... Okay, anyways.
Yeah, leave that out.
What food do you dislike?
What's what?
What's a food that you dislike?
Anything that comes in a can, like baked beans. I can't stand beans. I hate eggplant.
You don't really eat a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, anything healthy.
That's not true. Yeah. I love cucumbers. I eat broccoli.
He didn't even like an acai bowl.
No, that was heavy.
What in the world?
Well, I mean, not everybody loves vegetables.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like you're interviewing a 10-year-old.
I mean, I don't like vegetables fingers and fries.
Cereal's my favorite food, and chicken fingers and hot dogs. Like, your teacher's going to be like, I thought you talked to an adult.
What is your middle name, if you have one?
It's Dino. D-I-N-O. And so my family, my mom and dad had a hard enough time coming up with first names, and they didn't want to give us middle names because it was too much. So we grew up Catholic, and when you grow up Catholic, you have to make your confirmation, and you have to have a middle name for confirmation. So my parents did this cool move where they let us pick our names. So
oh, really?
We pick, like, my brother Kevin loves guitar, so he picked his name Peter after Pete Townsend, a guitarist that he loved. My oldest brother Rich loved tennis. John McEnroe was his favorite tennis player. He took John. Dino Cicerelli happened to be a hockey player who I really admired, and I took the name Dino.
Wow, that's pretty cool that you get to choose your own middle name.
I know. Feel free to do that with your kids. My wife didn't go for it.
What is the most embarrassing thing you've done?
Oh, God.
We're going to be here for a long time.
Shut up, Lauren. I think, I don't know if there's one specific thing, but I think any time you mention something in front of someone and you say it's dumb and they go, oh, well, that's what I do, I think that's really embarrassing. You know what
well,
I mean?
At least you know that that person can relate to you.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But being like, you know what? I can't stand construction workers who block off the street. Then the guy goes, I'm a construction worker and my job is to block off streets. And you're like, oh, boy. You know, put foot in mouth.
That's never happened to me, but
no.
That does sound pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. I noticed.
How was your childhood? Oops, sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go.
How was your childhood?
Well, that's a broad question, right, Roy?
I mean, was it good or bad?
Oh, it was fun or it was good.
No, it was really good. I was fortunate.
He was rich.
No, I wasn't rich, but I was fortunate in growing up with good friends around good people in New Jersey, no less. No more either.
Oh, so that means you're not from Charlotte. Oh, my goodness.
No, born and raised in New Jersey. How was your childhood?
Oh, it was really cool.
Yeah, I thought the same. Lorenz wasn't. She moved around a lot. Then when she moved to high school in Florida, she got picked on.
I did.
And then she became Miss Pennsylvania and showed them.
But, I mean, I moved a lot, too, just in the Charlotte area. Because, you know, with my dad's job and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was okay. Never really had, like, a stable friend group because I would always move and stuff.
Roy, go ahead and guess what her dad does for a living. He moves around a lot.
Military.
That's what I was going to say. Military. You're a military brat.
Yeah, but she said locally.
Let's just say he deals with people, and if people are a problem, he takes care of it.
It's like a hitman.
Yeah. Is he military?
No. Real estate.
Real estate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else you got?
Okay. How do you want to impact people?
See, you go fluffy, then you go hard. How do I want to impact people? I want people to think after meeting me that maybe they don't have to take life so serious. You can always find a way to smile and be respected at the same time, though. It's hard.
Okay. Who inspires you?
You know who
Roy.
Honest, Roy inspires me, not Loren. No, you know who inspires me? My wife really inspires me. She is a really, really good person, and I wish I could be like her, but I'm just not programmed that way.
Mm.
Like, she has a routine with our kids, and she won't get off of it. You know, like she was trying to do four things yesterday and she goes, and Ruby needs milk. I go, she's got water. She goes, yeah, but Ruby needs milk tonight. I go, well, maybe Ruby doesn't get milk tonight because you're doing 12 things and that would be the 13th thing. Like, it's okay. And she's like, babe, you have to do what's best for the kids. And I was like, bring the milk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm quick to throw in the towel. Roy, you too.
Oh, yeah.
So she definitely has her priorities together.
Yeah, my priorities are crooked.
What/who inspired you when you were younger?
You gotta say Howard Stern. You have like tapes redoing the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, I really grew. I know, but that's not good for kids. You know, I don't know. people on the radio, like any DJ on the radio, inspired me. I was in love with hearing a voice and not knowing. Because, Kennedy, when I was younger, there was no internet, not knowing what the person looked like and having this relationship with voices on the air.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan also inspired me. I liked Michael Jordan.
Okay.
All right. Any more?
I have four more.
Okay.
Are you satisfied with what you've accomplished in life?
That is deep.
If I died today, God forbid, I would feel accomplished. Yes.
Okay. What's your biggest regret?
Probably my ongoing regret is an ongoing regret. I have all these ideas in my head for like TV shows and stuff, and I don't ever try and take it to the next level. Like I should be on TikTok because I'm that funny, Kennedy. and we together as a group are very creative, but it's hard because life gets in the way of what I can do. I'm also raising a family, and I spend a lot of time here with these idiots, and I go home, and the last thing I want to do is put together a TikTok video. But
yeah.
I would say that's my regret, is like I have ideas that I haven't put into motion.
Okay. Why do you do your radio show?
Isn't that kind of like the first question you asked?
I mean,
to inform. Roy, give her three good one-word answers why we do the radio show.
To give you an escape, to make you smile, to make you a better person.
Okay.
There you go. And it's also a place where all-inclusive people can come and hang out, regardless of gender, race, color, sexual orientation, age.
Okay. Well, the last question is kind of just like the first one. I don't know why I made this question. But it was, what do you want to give through your radio show? But it's basically what I just...
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like... We try and send positive vibes. We also talk about the real world, and not everything is positive, but we try and stay positive, put a smile on people's faces, and let you know that you're going to get through it, you know, no matter what we're going through. Like with this pandemic right now, it's crazy, but on an average day without this pandemic, then like whatever you have in front of you, you could get through that obstacle, you know, with mm-hmm. a good attitude and a clear brain. Leave that part out. Leave that clear brain part out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you doing this for me.
You got it. So we're going to email this to you, and you're going to play it back for your teacher.
Okay.
Warn her that Loren says the S word, though.
I will have you just edit that part out.
I don't know where
me.
It is. This is a 21-minute interview.
It's towards the beginning.
Okay. All right.
So I'll let her know. Thank you, though.
All right. You're welcome, Kennedy. Thank you. And let us know what grade you get, okay?
Okay.
All right, there goes Kennedy, everybody. Thanks, Kennedy. Good luck. Oh, bye. Send us an email address to send this to.
Okay.
Okay, all right, bye. Wow. That was exhausting. I mean...
Are we still on?
Yeah. Roy can sell you a house and buy you another house.
And the time that it took in that interview, it's so true, dude. I'm literally sitting here going... I needed to go to the grocery store. I have to record my show.
And you're trapped in this. All right, get out of here. Go to the grocery store. Okay. I'll see you guys.
Bye.